Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it. Welcome to Victorious Parenting. We're going to continue our discussion about emotional intelligence. What emotional intelligence looks like in children. So imagine being able to communicate with your child with ease. Where asking them to clean up their room, wash the dishes, or just help around the house becomes a yes, instead of fighting with them over the tiny things that end up taking so much mental and physical energy in your day that you end up throwing hands up in the air, giving up, or end up screaming and yelling at them. Imagine that you didn't have to resort to that. Imagine seeing your child's personality shine through, standing back and really watching them for who they are without the blinders of frustration that comes from constantly having to nag them, plead with them, and deal with bad attitudes and behaviors that just drain the entire family. Well, it is possible. Investing in yourself and in your family always pays off. And building emotional intelligence within your kids will pay off. And I know because I was right there, nagging, controlling, and trying everything I knew how to get my child to behave himself, to become motivated, and I can tell you, none of that worked. I end up feeling exhausted at the end of each and every single day. I later learned that I was destroying his self-esteem, but once I applied the principles of self-esteem and the principles of building emotional intelligence, and I'm talking about the principles of building self-esteem that are found in my book, The Ultimate Guide to Promoting Self-Esteem in Children, and building the foundations of emotional intelligence as we've been discussing, I was ready to go to the next level. I was helping my child to become a better communicator by labeling his feelings and assessing the root cause of those feelings. Instead of reacting to his behavior with more fire, like instead of reacting with fire it doesn't get anywhere, does it? I was looking behind the behavior. And as a teacher as well, I can see a big difference between the kids who have high levels of emotional intelligence and those who do not. You see, once I built emotional intelligence within my son, I also built up my own emotional intelligence. And when I became a teacher, I really did see a massive difference. The kids with high levels of emotional intelligence usually have high IQs as well, but not always. But the fact is, the kids with high emotional intelligence were really easy to teach. And as a teacher, that is a dream. They were respectful and they achieved the goals they set out for themselves. And I know that these kids would become the leaders they were born to be. Because science shows us that emotionally intelligent kids grow up to be successful adults. They become the leaders of the future, while their peers who are not so emotionally intelligent will often struggle with their work, exhibit bad behaviors, and they're a pain to teach in school. They constantly fail simple tests. Because at the root of emotional intelligence is relationships. While you're building emotional intelligence within your kids, you are forging a bond with them. It's really at the core of it. There are five pillars to emotional intelligence, and we're going to be talking a lot more about this later on. But at the core of emotional intelligence is teaching your children to have a good relationship with you, with themselves, in accordance with their own feelings, their own behaviors. They don't then feel like life is happening to them. What's happening to me? I don't understand. They become really proactive. They feel like they are more empowered and more in control of what is happening to them. This helps them relate to others socially. And when they grow up to become adults, they are such great communicators that they land that job they're looking for. They forge great relationships with others. And when you have good relationships with others, you have better sense of well-being and it improves your mental health. So what happens as a result of that? They're happier. And the happier you are, the more energy you give out to others, the more of that you receive back. You see? And that's why kids who have emotional intelligence built within them in childhood grow up to be highly successful adults. That's how, by fostering emotional intelligence even within yourself now, can help you in the future to attract the kind of people that you want to attract in your life and to achieve the kind of success in your life that you want to achieve, because you will be at peace with yourself regardless of how others act toward you. So don't let your child miss out on becoming the best version of themselves, and start enjoying parenting for what it is without the added frustration, exhaustion, guilt, and worry that comes from having to nag, yell, constantly ask them to do the same thing over and over. This is going to take your parenting to the next level. And there are five pillars of emotional intelligence that you can start with, other than what we've already talked about, helping your child to become a better communicator, helping them label their feelings and get to the root cause of those feelings without yelling at them or getting frustrated, seeing through their behavior. The five pillars of emotional intelligence are as follows. Self-awareness, emotional regulation, self-motivation, empathy, and social intelligence. All of these five pillars, they work separately and congruently together. Once you've mastered these five pillars in yourself and help your kids to master the five pillars, it makes life and success be drawn to you like a magnet. If you're interested in building emotional intelligence within your kids, I have created a course called Unshakable Confidence for Kids. It's where I go over the five pillars of emotional intelligence with you on a very, very deep level. I give you strategies, encouragement, motivation, lots of different bonuses, and the tools in order to develop the five pillars of emotional intelligence within yourself and within your kids, so that your entire family can become unshakably confident for life. If you would like to learn more about building unshakable confidence within yourself and within your kids, find me on Facebook. I'm under @victoriousparenting. Just shoot me a message. If you look on my Facebook store, I actually have the Unshakable Confidence for Kids course. And on the front page gives you loads of information about emotional intelligence. So even if you never buy the course, you can still get value from just what I've written on the sales page itself. And you can also join our group, Victorious Parenting. It's a strong community of parents that are just like you who are becoming victorious. If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting. Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promoting selfesteem.com.